This recording, England 68, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes the raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted that it's a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors, and they take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. I learned to speak RP simply because I was, or at least my version of RP, because I was fed up of people having to put man at the end of a sentence to make me understand, as it were. You know, people would say, hello, man, and, you know, and I'd get really pissed off, and I would be like, I really don't want people to do that, so that means I need to be able to sound like they do, and I say they as in the white middle classes, as opposed to the white working classes. My accent in the second one is closer to a kind of working class black accent, which is heavily influenced, working class London black accent, which is heavily influenced by the kind of South London as opposed to Cockney versions of English. And also from our Caribbean, you know, like you'd say duh as opposed to the, and you'd say D as opposed to, you know, the et cetera, et cetera. And so my second accent was much, was influenced very much on the way I spoke when I was a child. It was very much by the environment of my class as well as the environment of my Eastern Caribbean culture. But in real terms, what I gave you was my straight London accent, and then the one before that was my straight kind of RP, but if I was to do a West Indian, even that would be different. Say, well, you know, my mother and my father come from Grenada, and, you know, that is how we talk when we are home. We say, boy, what going on? So that would be, mm-hmm. It's a completely mm-hmm. different melody, mm-hmm. and it comes out of a different piece of place in my voice. Mm-hmm. My father sounds exactly the same as he has sounded since I was a child, and my mother probably confirms that he sounds exactly the same as he did when he first came to the country, I think. My mother, her accent slightly softened, but my mother was kind of middle-class Grenadian, so her accent was slightly different to my father's, slightly more refined and slightly lighter. So it was easier for her accent to lose itself more.